Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Ultimate Power, the Power of His Word.
There is a word from the Lord. Last week, we began a brand new series of messages entitled, Ultimate Power. This is the second message in that series. Our text for today's message is found in Matthew chapter 8, the gospel that was recorded by Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through verse 8, the New King James Version. Very familiar passage, familiar miracle of Jesus that is recorded in the book of, in the gospel of Matthew. Listen to the reading of God's word beginning at verse number 5. It says, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Oh, but look at verse number 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject, the power of his word. Clap those hands as you take your seat. The power of his word. In last week's message, which was our first message in this series, the series once again is entitled Ultimate Power. Those words, ultimate power, were defined as maximum, decisive, conclusive, not to be improved upon or surpassed. It is an unequal force. In other words, there is no force that can compare to it. When you use the word ultimate, it means this is the maximum. This is the best. This is the greatest. We stated in last week's message that the blood of Jesus is a force that will never lose its power. How many of you received that word? The reoccurring theme for last week was that the blood still works. The blood still works. As I was walking out of my office 8 o'clock this morning, I got a letter from one of our faithful longtime members, our brother Chester Presley, his family, sent me a note, and it says, the blood still works. Whew, the blood still works. Anybody know that the blood still works? In this, our second message of this series, we would like to also state and we would like to say without any doubt that not only is the blood of Jesus a force that will never lose its power, so is his word. Help me encourage somebody and say, so is his word. If the blood works, the word works. Ooh, I like how that sounds. In fact, tell somebody the word still works. It works. Listen, it has often been stated, and we know for a fact, that words have power. Words have power. For words can be used to encourage those who may find themselves in a state of despair. How many of you ever had somebody encourage you with just a simple word? So what you say matters. However, unfortunately, words can also be used to destroy the character and the reputation of innocent people. That's why we must choose our words carefully, because on one end they could lift your spirit, on the other end they can crush your spirit. I told the church this morning I grew up with a cliche that I don't know how true it really is. Sounds good, but in reality I'm not sure if it's true. It says this, and you've heard it: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I'm not sure that's true or not, okay? And some of you are living witnesses that you've been hurt by the words out of some people's mouth. Amen? So some of us have been really hurt by people speaking ill of us, by people speaking untruths of us. Words can be transformative. Words matter. The honesty of what you say should matter. Listen, I said this earlier, that unfortunately, one of the worst things that I've ever heard in all of my years of serving in public office, and I see my friend, former senator from Clarendon County back there, Senator Johnson, and his family. I love you, man. Good to see you. I heard somebody say of the current occupant of the White House, whose name I vowed not to call again from this pulpit, but the orange man. My mother said, I thought you said you weren't going to say nothing about it. Here's what somebody said. They says, he's not burdened by the truth. And I told my friends, you accept that. You know what that means? I'm not obligated to tell the truth. I don't feel a sense of consciousness to say what's true. And when you say untruths, like I end inflation in one day, or I stop the Gaza war in one day, and we're almost day 100, and it hasn't stopped. And they said, but that's just him. He's not burdened by the truth. Well, I stop by to tell you, I serve a God who is. God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he needs to repent. Words matter. And the accuracy and the honesty that's associated with what you say should matter. Words can be and are transformative, both from a positive and a negative perspective. We have certainly witnessed this throughout history. Listen to this example. The words of both Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the words of Adolf Hitler changed the world. One for the better and the other for the worse. So don't tell me that words don't matter, because Hitler's words had a devastating negative impact on this world. But thank God for the words of great men, Abraham Lincoln, Dr. King, other folk whose words changed us for the better. So words do have power. Words have authority. But I stop by to remind you that no words are more powerful and have greater authority than the words of Jesus. I appreciate the words of Mahatma Gandhi. I appreciate the words of Dr. King. I appreciate the words of Abraham Lincoln. I appreciate the words of Benjamin Elijah Mays. I appreciate the words of Mary McLeod Bethune and others, Eleanor Roosevelt. But nobody's words, make sure I'm in the right place, have more authority and carry a greater weight than the words of Jesus. Look at somebody and say, his words matter. His words have power. My brothers and sisters, perhaps one of the best examples of the power and the authority of the words of Jesus is found in the text chosen for today's message. For the next few moments, let us put this text in some context. Let me share some background of this text. In our text, Jesus, after healing a leper with a simple touch, Jesus touched the leper. He did what no one else would do. Jesus went beyond what the customs and the norm protocol was, and he touched a man with leprosy, and the Bible said he was healed. Following that, Jesus was approached not by a religious leader, but by a Roman officer, a secular Roman officer known in the scripture as a centurion. This centurion, this Roman officer, approached Jesus and pleaded with him, the text says, to heal his very sick servant who was sick at home. In fact, here's what the text says. He is dreadfully tormented. Really sick. Not just tormented, dreadfully tormented. In other words, Master, my servant is so sick. Really, he is being tormented with his illness. Jesus was touched, I think, that this man approached him. But listen to this. In verse 7, Jesus agrees to go to the centurion's house and to heal his sick servant. However, we should all take note of how this Roman officer responded to Jesus, which is recorded in verse 8 of our text. Jesus agrees that I'll come to your house. How many people refuse to have Jesus come to this house? Listen to what this secular Roman citizen, Roman soldier, Roman officer says to Jesus. He says to Jesus, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But listen to the next 5 words. But only speak a word. Whew. I'm not even worthy for you to come under my roof. But I know something about you. I have studied you. I have seen what you're able to do. Only speak a word, and my servant will be here. I'm not sure what he witnessed. Perhaps he saw the woman with the issue of blood. I'm not sure what he witnessed. Perhaps he saw blind Bartimaeus who cried out on the Jericho road, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I'm not sure what he witnessed, but perhaps he heard Jesus stand over the grave of a brother by the name of Lazarus and say, "Lazarus, come forth." Woo! I don't know what you know about Jesus, but I know he's all right. Woo! The late Mother Mattie Harris, y'all know I was going to get to this, used to sing this song in testimony service back in the day in the little church. What you know about Jesus? Somebody would cry out. Try that one more time. I know we're in a big 2,500 seat capacity now auditorium or sanctuary, and some of y'all don't cry out like they do in the old church, but let me try it one more time. What you know about Jesus? Folk would cry out, "He's all right." Anybody know he's all right? Is there anybody know he is a healer? A heart fixer? A mind regulator? He's all right. He is my provider. Food on my table. Clothes on my back. He's all right. Protecting me over the dangerous highways. He's all right. Kept me in perfect peace. Somebody shout, "He's all right." So I don't know what this centurion heard about Jesus, but he heard something. He heard something that strengthened his faith to know that you don't have time to make it to my house, but your word is as powerful as your presence. Can I say that again? Look at somebody, say, "Neighbor, his word is as powerful as his presence." If he can't get there, he just sent a word. Send a word, send a word, send a word, send, speak a word. Somebody say, "Speak." Woo! Over my house, over my family, over my condition, over my situation. This is a good time to put a praise on it. You've got about 20 seconds to stand up and open your mouth and say, "Speak a word." May I preach? Can I preach? Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that all you need is a word? Tell your neighbor, "Neighbor, all I need is a word. I just need one word from the Lord that say, it's all right now." Woo. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Woo. And the Bible says, ooh, and the Bible says, that same hour that Jesus spoke a word, his servant was healed. Tell your neighbor, "Neighbor, the word is about to go out over your house, over your children, over your grandchildren." Woo! God is about to send a word in Texas, sir, in the hospital room. Somebody throw your hands up and say, "Send your word, Lord. Send your word, Lord. Send your word, Lord." If you don't mean it, don't say it. But if you mean it, help me say, "Send your word, Lord." Somebody say, "Lord, send your word."
that same hour, he looked at his hand, and his hand looked new. Looked at his feet, and his feet did too. Anybody know God'll fix it? God'll fix it. Won't he fix it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Tell your neighbor, neighbor, while we're here in church, God is already working it out. I feel something up in here. While you're here right now, God is already working it out. God has already traveled down 95. God has already traveled over I-20. God is already. Work it out, God. Somebody say, work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Is there anybody need God to work it out? I send this to Elder Sally Cuff and say, the Lord is already. Woo! Work it out. Don't wait until the battle is over. Somebody ought to give God a hallelujah praise. He's working it out. He's working it out. When you go back to work tomorrow morning, God would have already worked it out. When you go home today, God would have already. I don't need to see it to believe it. Send your word. Send your word. Send. Here's what Jesus said. Yeah. Woo. I know we're running a little behind our usual time, but we're not late. Look at somebody and say, God ain't ever late. Okay. Excuse the English. We're not late. Verse 13. Jesus says to this man in verse 13, go your way. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. Woo. Go your way. What do you believe? All I need is about 500 people to jump up one time and say, it's worked out. Somebody wave your hand and say, it's already done. Wave your hand at somebody in the balcony, say, it's already done. It's already done. It's already, it's already. Oh, yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you, camera. Already done. Already done. Already, already. Let me preach this. Listen. I want to get to three key insights. Then I've got a bonus for you at the end. At the end, I'm going to share 7 promises that you can take back with you. But let me get to these 3 key insights that God has given. Number one is this. His word is, somebody say, powerful. It makes things happen. I'm going to point out something that perhaps you have not realized. Did you realize that in the book of Genesis, before he does anything, he says 10 things? Y'all ain't gonna believe me. It is not until you get to verse 27 that you see he did something by creating man. Do I have time to preach this? But Elder Van Ellis, before he gets to verse 27, on at least 10 occasions, 10 times, the Bible records these words: "Then God said." And that blew my mind, Deacon Jay, because I had read Genesis all my life, but it had not dawned on me that before he did something, he said something. I need you to catch this and help me preach this and say, neighbor, before he does anything, he says something. And if you miss what he says, you may not recognize what he has done. Let me help you out. Just, do I have time? Let me help you out. Verse number 3. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse number 6. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. Verse number 9. I'm not even going to read the whole verse. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place. Verse number 11. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields its seed, and the fruit, the tree of the years that yields according to its kind. Verse number 14. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Look at your neighbor, say, he's still talking. Has he done anything yet? No, he's just talking. Why? Because his word precedes his action. Can I finish this? Verse number 16, look at what it said. Then God made two great lights. He said this. Verse number 20, look at the verse. Then God said, let the waters abound. Verse 24, look at what it said again. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. Verse 26, look at what it said. Then God said. And then finally, verse 29, it says this in verse 20. And God said. Whew. And God said. So when God speaks, things happen. Whew. Y'all are gonna make me happy off this. When God speaks over you, things happen. Not only does God speak, but God's word empowers us to do extraordinary things. He says to Peter in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, I will give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. That's insight number one. Insight number two, his word will not return void. In other words, he is burdened by the truth. What he says, he keeps. Look at what Isaiah 55 and 11 says. So shall my come out of my mouth, that my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I sent it. If God sent it out, the New International Version says it will not return empty. It will accomplish its intended purpose. It will do just what it said. God says you're blessed. You don't have to worry about what anybody else says. God says you're going to make it. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Here's the third insight. His word responds to our faith. You have to have faith. Faith activates his word. Faith moves the Lord to act on our behalf. Romans 10 and 17 says this. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I save this one for the third one to precede the seven promises of God. Now, if you don't believe it, you don't need to participate with us, because it takes faith to believe something that you only hear. Don't even see it yet, Lord. I'm still broke, but I believe I'm blessed. I still have pain in my body, but I believe I am already healed. Woo. Any faith walkers in here? Anyone can take God's word? Take his word? Seven powerful promises of God found in the word of God that offers hope and encouragement for those of us who are going through difficult times. Stand to your feet all over this place. We're going to look at these seven promises and go through them very quickly. Seven promises. Take your phone out. I need you to get them down. I need you to get, because all week long, I need you to know that God has made a promise over my life. Anybody know that promises matter? God is a promise keeper. Yes, he is. Somebody say, yes, he is. Can I share with you seven promises of God? Now, allow your faith to activate this word. All right? Promise number one. Y'all got to help me. Preachers, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Promise number one. God will never leave you. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. So once again, say, neighbor, God will never leave you. Promise number two, neighbor, say, neighbor, God will give you strength. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Look at your neighbor, say, the Lord is my strength. God is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Anybody know that I've got strength from the Lord? Hold on to this promise. Promise number three, God will give you peace. I've got a whole series coming about that. But just in case, God said, peace I leave you, peace I give you, not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Is there anybody got the peace of God and you're glad about it. Help me preach this and say, God is my peace. Yes, he is. God is my peace. I can dance in advance. I can shout broke. I can praise God sick. Number four. I like number four. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, number four, God will work it out for your good. Somebody should have been happy. Somebody ought to get happy. Look at somebody again on the other side. Say, God will work it out for your good. Somebody ought to help me praise God. Somebody ought to help me praise God. Somebody ought to lift those hands and say, God will work it out for my good. Work it out, Lord. Work it. Woo! Number five, and this same God who takes care of me will supply. All your needs. Grab a neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, God will provide all that you need. Is already done. Is already there. God will provide. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I need about a handful of folk to just raise those hands and say, God will provide all that I need. Everything I need, God will. Food on my table, clothes. Where are my praises? Where are my praises? Number six. Look at your neighbor and say, number six. God hears your prayers. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. When I pray, God will make a way. Any witnesses in here? Encourage somebody and say, neighbor, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't ever stop praying. Don't ever stop praying. Even when it doesn't look right, keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Woo! Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. And number seven. Woo! But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, God will renew your strength. Woo! God will. Somebody meet me at this altar and say, God will. Somebody leave your seat and run. Say, God will. God will renew your. God will renew your strength. You are about to get up out of this situation. You are about to come out of this situation. God is about to turn your situation. Woo! God will renew your strength. Tell your neighbor, I got my strength back. I am getting my strength back. I am getting my strength back. The enemy should have taken you out while he had a chance. It's too late now. I'm getting my strength back. I'm getting my strength back. And if you're glad you're getting it back, come on, somebody ought to just take 30 seconds and give God a dance and a praise. Clap those hands. Somebody say, yes, he will. Listen, come on. Praise him, come. 7 promises. Flash it on the board once again quickly, just for your review. God will never leave you. God will give you strength. God will give you peace. God will work it out for your good. God will provide all that you need. God hears your prayers. God will renew. Whew. What was low is now strong. What was weak is now strong. And all you need is to open your hearts and say, speak, Lord. Come on, lift those hands all over this place and say, speak, Lord. Whew. Now here's the challenge. As God speaks, here's my question to you. Will you obey? Will you listen? Will you do what God has asked of you to do? All over this place, come on, Cedric, come on, team. Right now, you're going to tell God, speak to my heart. Right now.
Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, give me the words.
Speak, Lord.
That will bring new life. Words on the wings of a morning. morning, the dark night will fade away. Speak to my heart. Listen, speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, message of love to encourage me. Lifting my heart from despair, how you love me and care for me. Speak to my heart. And speak to my heart. Speak to my heart.
Right now, Lord.
Speak to my heart. To my heart. Speak to my heart, Jesus. Speak to my heart. And give me a holy.
It's just you and God.
I can't hear. And I don't know what to do. Said I'll never go. I'll never go. Just let your spirit guide me. Speak to me. Give me a holy. If I can't hear from you, then I'll know what to do. Said I'll never go. Said I'll never go. Just let your spirit guide me. Speak to me. If I can't hear from you, I'll never know. Just let your spirit guide me. Speak to me. Speak to my heart. Speak to
only speak a word. God is speaking to someone right now. Everyone, would you just close your eyes all over this place? There are times in which God sends a corporate word for the entire congregation. He just did that in this message over the last 30 minutes or so. But then there are times in which God sends a private word just for you. And when God sends a word just for you, it is intended not for the congregation, but it's just for you. Whew. And I'm sensing in my spirit right now that someone showed up this morning because you needed a word from the Lord just for you. I have my friends who drove all the way from Marion. There are others who drive all the way from Charlotte and Greenville. Ooh, those who drove all the way from Manning, South Carolina. Amen. All the way just for God to speak a word to you. I don't know what you need, but I do know this, that whatever your situation is, God has a word for you. Now here's the challenge. How will you respond to God's word? Perhaps there's someone in here right now that God said, this is the Sunday. This is the Sunday. This is the day. The Bible says, the day that you hear my word, harden not your hearts. Maybe there's someone who says, Lord, I need to rededicate myself to you. Someone says, Lord, I need a more stable spiritual life. Whew. Tired of wandering all over the place. I need needed to be rooted and grounded. My family needs to be rooted and grounded. My family needs to see the parents lead by example and say, we trust God's word. I don't know who I am speaking to, but I am convinced that God is speaking to someone right now. And after this prayer, if there is anyone in this place, if there is anyone listening, viewing virtually, listening by way of radio, I need you to step forward. I need you to send us some indication. Hear my Lord. I'm ready to take the next step. Open your hands like you're receiving something from God right now. Right now. Lord, here we are, standing before your presence with outstretched hands and arms, inviting you to speak a word. The centurion says, but only send a word. God, your word is as powerful as your blood. Not only does the blood still work, but the word still works. Somebody's standing on a word for their families right now. Someone is standing on a word that they're taking back with them to work tomorrow. Word from the Lord that will not return void. God, we thank you for you've showed us in Genesis. It was 27 verses before you acted and did anything. For the first 26 verses, you spoke, and it happened. I am still believing that you are speaking now, even before it happens. And as you speak, it will happen in somebody's life. Someone is making that commitment to you, and we say thank you. This is our prayer. Your name we pray and give thanks. And all of those who know that it is already done, help me say amen. 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 Maybe there's somebody that just want to meet me here at this altar and say, hear my Lord. Come on, you want to make that next move, that next commitment to the Lord. Amen. Stay right here. Come on, Christians, there. He wants to give his life to God. Somebody else has come on. Yes. Somebody else come, right? If I can't hear, look at God. Take your time and come on. Look at God. Look at God. Others are coming. Oh, is that my cousin? Oh, man. That's my cousin. Ah, where's Mother Jackson? She needs to see this. This is her cousin. We affectionately call him Cook Cook, amen. From Arthurtown, amen. Somebody. Anybody else, come on. Somebody else is walking down the aisle. Anybody else, come and speak. Speak to my heart, Lord. Clap your hand. Give God a hand of praise for the young man. If I can't hear from you, then I know what to do. Say, I won't go alone. Come on, all the witnesses, come on. Speak to me. Give me your holy word. If I can't hear from you, I won't go. And my oldest Eigner from Arthurtown as well. Amen. Look at God.
Mother Jackson, she's sorry she missed this. Amen. Yeah, come on, clap your hands. Speak, speak, speak. To your feet all over this place. Mother Madison, when you go home, tell your dad.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Ultimate Power, the power of His Word, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 041325. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 041325. Thursday, May 1st, 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Join us for the National Day of Prayer. This is a day open to all where people across the nation gather to pray. The 2025 prayer theme is Pour Out to the God of Hope and Be Filled, based on Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Please join the Bible Way Church family for this one-hour prayer service conducted by our military support ministry. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.